Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
Wall Street trading firms, where athletes are being replaced by machines.
Bringing the world to your ears. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. As recently as a decade ago, Wall Street banks and brokerages were stocking their annual recruiting classes with people that had one thing in common. They had played sports in college. Some of them, who were star athletes, made it to the executive suite. But that was then. As part of the Wall Street Journal series, The Quants, we find that athletes are being replaced by algorithms. Joining us is the Wall Street Journal's Justin Baer. Justin, it seems like there's a simple reason for hiring an ex-jock. You know, they tend to be incredibly competitive and resilient, and they likely have the right temperament to be a trader or a salesman.
Right. Those are the two functions that they've, for many years, have flourished in. You mentioned it, risk-taking or trading, for the reasons you cited, and then also in sales, where very good personality, very easy, easygoing, and able to make connections with people who potentially clients.
And if you get turned down, you bounce back and just keep going.
Sure, that's been the name of the game for these guys for a long time, and they cited that as a reason why they've been, you know, those who have made it in the industry have been successful in part because of that resilience in the face of setbacks.
Justin, you talked to a few athletes who are still on Wall Street or who have left either the street or the industry altogether. Why don't you talk about some of them? Because the stories in your article are fascinating.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting, and I talked to a number of people that weren't in the story as well that sort of fit a similar profile. I would say generally many of them are looking at the same shifts in the industry that everyone else is, in a sense that you have a much smaller industry these days since the financial crisis. All the banks and brokers have cut back quite a bit. At the same time, you have the advent of electronic trading, and that is sweeping through to a lot of different markets. And now banks and brokers require fewer traders to run their business. And then even more recently, you have the advent of quant investing and the need across the street to have people that can write and develop algorithms and other software programs that can enable them to find prime profits. So a lot of things happening, some of which happen over a long period of time, some of which are more recent. I mentioned in terms of a couple of the folks I talked to, I did reach someone who had left the sales and trading side of the business a few years ago and switched over to investment banking. And, you know, he had seen the writing on the wall with the changes underway. And he worked in the equity side, the stock side, where a lot of the changes, the shift toward digitization had happened largely already. So he talked about how that, again, how the world had been changing and how it would be hard for him to recommend to peak college athletes who are coming out of school today to pursue the same path that he had.
And as you say in the story, there are quite a few people in the executive suite at the top of companies who were athletes themselves, and they like to hire people who they saw as images of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like a lot of this is anecdotal, but, you know, people remember the day where there was a healthy number of people on any trading floor that were the ex-jocks, that, and everyone knew that that's what they had in common. And much like, you know, any other affinity group, they had that shared experience. They recruited younger versions of themselves to the floor, and that continued for many, many years. And some of those folks made it all the way to the top. And but even if they didn't, they at some point they got the ability to hire people. So again, a very classic sort of pipeline of people that came to Wall Street.
I'm speaking with Justin Baer of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to What's News.
You rely on the Wall Street Journal for informed market insights and news coverage. Now let WSJ Wine give you the inside track to the world's smartest wine buys, delivered conveniently to your door. Highlights of your first case include a 99-point Super Tuscan and a gold medal Bordeaux from the exceptional 2015 vintage. Order now to receive over $100 in savings and free shipping. Simply go to wsjwine.com/sip or call 877-WSJ-WINE.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Justin, when did the tide start to turn against athletes who populated these jobs on Wall Street?
Yeah, if you want to go back to what seems like ancient history now, you go to the early 90s when you really saw the number of derivatives explode, especially the complexity of those. And you saw the banks of the day, you know, Salomon Brothers sort of leaps to mind first, who Goldman and others who needed people with very major league math skills to price and manage these options and other derivatives. And so you saw all these PhDs head toward Wall Street, and that really begins this process that continues. And then you had a decade later you saw the acceleration of the shift toward electronic trading and equities, and then some of the other markets out there, that brought again a continuation of this process. You had the crisis, which shrunk the total number of traders and salespeople and other employees across the street, and then more recently, even you had the increased popularity of quant investing overall, and the shift overall to the less need for human interaction between the buy side and the sell side.
So we're going from a period of, as you say, human interaction to one of somebody who can work with quantitative data, quantitative analysis, and working with algorithms. So it's basically the jocks being replaced by the geeks. Sorry, that sounds trite.
No, but there's an element of truth to that, and I think that one of the questions going forward, and this isn't limited to jocks. I think it's to what extent do if people are serious about having a career in finance coming out of college, what are the skills that they need to make that transition, because they're different than those that were required 10, 20 years ago.
Justin Baer of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.